Welcome back to another episode of the What Everybody Podcast. Episode 89 is upon us, and boy, do we have an interesting one for you today. Johnny is in Sweden. Ryan is in Los Angeles. Our special guest, Cousin Wee Wee, is back, and he's in Philadelphia. It's cold in Sweden. It's hot in Los Angeles. And Cousin Wee Wee's got a blue shirt on. We will get to the bottom of it. So, sit back. Have yourself a cup of hot cocoa in Sweden, a cup of cold water in Los Angeles, and maybe put yourself a green shirt on there and get with the program there in Philadelphia and enjoy the show. With no further ado, Ryan and Johnny.
Hey, dude.
Huh?
Yeah.
Just trying to fix this.
Starting off strong. We're both wearing a green shirt. I don't know how I feel about that.
Did it again, huh? That's all you, man. Today's fucking Philadelphia Eagles day. I wear green, brah. Game's on at 1:30 in the morning.
Well, that's
so.
That's now for you, is it not?
No.
Hey, buddy.
Things falling.
Hey, buddy, do me a favor. Take a minute. Take a minute and get yourself settled. Get yourself fit. Get comfy. You're bouncing all around like a squirrel.
Yes.
Throwing things.
Fucking dude, I haven't been home for fucking 9 weeks. I'm losing my fucking mind, okay?
I have a question for
you. I'm fucking in a goddamn motorhome. I have nowhere to set up a goddamn camera. I'm fucking losing my mind.
I have a question for you now, a legit question. Hi. Are you going to be able to do this with me poking fun at you and not take it personally and be in a good mood and have a happy, fun, silly time like we like to do here on the pod?
What kind of fucking question is that? You know the answer is no. Am I ever in a good fucking mood? No. And we'll leave it at that.
Because I want to make fun of you right now, but I also don't want to get yelled at.
You make fun of me. Tell me when you're talking so I can open the window because it's so hot. I don't want to wake up Martin's like sleeping.
I thought it was winter over there.
Yeah, but we have the heater on in the fucking RV and it's like no windows. Oh, but it's hot.
You're a tough one, buddy. You're a tough one. You are an absolute tough one.
Hey, dude, I've been sober for a week too, brother. That's probably half the problem here.
That's probably why you're cranky as shit right
now.
Fuck
you, okay?
Holy cranky. I'll tell you what, man.
Should I read you your last text message you sent to me?
Yes, please do, because it's good information for the podcast.
Well, I'll get back to you because I'd have to turn the video off, and I don't want to do that. But it's great. You were fucking making fun of me for drinking the putts. You were making executive decisions and shit.
Here, I'll pull it up right now on my messenger. I'll pull up my last text here because you were drinking the putts, and you text me that I made a mistake on your show poster because I posted verbatim what you sent me to update it with.
True story.
And I said, quote. Well, I'll give you credit. You said to me, dude, I suck. I wrote the wrong date. It's the 27th. No worries if you can't get to it on the
right.
Poster.
Right. See, I was cool about it. I was
you
cool.
You were being cool. You were being totally cool. But I knew you were on the putts, and I replied, quote. I'm gonna read it in my narrative voice. Quote, Dick, proofread. You're lucky I'm your friend. Tell Felipe hi, and Martin and Mimi also proofread. Talk to text doesn't work for you, dickhead. Drink more putts. You're a good drummer. That is all I got. Also, I'm playing the Roxy on November 2nd. Hope to see you there. Ticket link in bio.
Okay. Now, with you reading it like that,
that's
it's funny.
That's a great text. That's a good. Yeah, well, that's exactly how I typed it. That's exactly how I
right.
typed it.
But like reading it from the other end, it's like, what the fuck is up with this asshole?
Yeah. Did you get your Roxy ticket?
I wasn't there. How was your Roxy show, man?
It was rad, dude.
All right, so everybody knows, for a month and a half, I had to plug Ryan's show because it was the right thing to do. We had on Angel Dust, which I'm still trying to figure out what he talked about while he was here, but we'll get to the bottom of that. But there was the big show, November 2nd, and right now it's November 5th. So tell us, Ryan Harris, Roxy Theater, November 2nd, Hollywood, how'd it go?
It was great. The reason I put so much pressure on myself is because the Roxy's a big place, holds 500 people. It was our first show, okay? Big ask, $25 ticket, first show, got to sell 500 of those. Big ask, we did it, dude.
You sold 500?
We did not sell it out, but there was probably about 450.
That's pretty great.
And that's not, I'm not exaggerating that. I'm not making it bigger than it was for the podcast. We're a heavyweight band now, Johnny.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're heavy hitters.
So what?
Anyways,
so what's,
I'm being a dickhead. I'm being a dickhead, but I'm no, kidding around. I'm just
great,
happy. I'm happy because it's a weight lifted off my shoulders. It was something that we worked very, very hard for, and it went well. And that's a good feeling always, you know?
That is. Congratulations. I do think that's awesome. Thanks. What's the next step?
That is to be determined. I think I'm going to go home for the holidays and relax like I like to do. Guy likes to chill. Right when you get home, I'm going to be leaving again. We're destined to do this podcast on Zoom.
I think you plan it this way because you made that comment.
No,
like, I'd rather do it on Zoom.
Okay. Yeah. I plan to go home to see my family over the holidays so I can avoid doing the podcast with you.
Were you sitting with Sonny when he sent me a text about rehearsal room rent?
No.
I got a text in the middle of the night last night about rehearsal room rent. Like, yo, man, can you just pay it today? I want to get it done. So I paid it.
Why would I be sitting with Sonny in the middle of the night?
Well, I don't know because, well, it wasn't the middle of the night for you. It was the middle of the night for me. Remember, I'm 9 hours ahead, jerk off.
Yeah,
I called you a jerk off. Yeah. No.
I called you a dickhead in the text.
No. It's okay. Putz drinking ass, motherfucker.
Putz. You're a good drummer.
That's all I got going for me. Check it out.
You're a good drummer.
I forget what I was talking about.
Sonny sent you a text about paying the room
rent,
I mean, let's be fair, you should do.
Well, I did. So I paid the rent, and then I went online, and I saw pictures of you guys at the Hollywood Bowl. So I figured you were with him.
Oh, no. Okay. That's a coincidence. He went to see Kiss, dude.
There's no such thing as a coincidence.
My brother and my niece, Bells, came out, and they went to my Roxy show on Thursday. And then Friday, we went to the Hollywood Bowl and saw Kiss, and it was radness. Let's bring
did they go home?
Hey. Yeah, they went home yesterday. I took them to the airport yesterday.
Am I lagging at all? Am I lagging? Is my connection all right?
You're good. So let's not jinx it, buddy. Also, I have a little surprise for you. I contacted Cousin Wee Wee, and I invited him onto the podcast today.
You know, Wee Wee backwards is ooh, and that's how I feel about this. Cousin ooh is here.
Maybe he's wearing a green shirt, too. You think? Let's take a bet.
That doesn't even look green.
It's green. It's army green.
It's an olive. It's an olive.
You're wearing your dirt bird green, but this is, yeah, olive. Olive is a good name for it.
I have a pet peeve, but I'll wait on it.
Do you want to do your pet peeve with Wee Wee?
Yeah, sure. Bring that ooh, ooh, be on here.
What's the over and under if Wee Wee's wearing a green shirt?
Under one.
Yeah.
Wee Wee's wearing good. A blue shirt.
Wee Wee's wearing a blue.
No, he must be wearing a green. He's wearing an Eagle shirt, so it's got to.
Yeah.
I'm wearing
Eagle
an Eagle shirt.
And it's blue.
What the fuck? Someone
trying to confuse people.
Stop! Hey, Wee Wee, fuck you! You're wearing a blue fucking Eagle shirt. What are they fucking? The Giants?
Do you want me to go change my shirt? Would that help?
No.
Please don't.
No.
We were having a bet. We were having a bet. Well, because Johnny and I sign on both wearing green shirts. He's wearing the dirt bird shirt, and I'm wearing my cool olive. I was told it was olive green shirt, and we were saying,
green in
what's
the
over under? Yeah.
There's green in
anyway,
the shirt.
What's up, Wee Wee? How you doing?
How are you wearing a New York Giants Eagles shirt? How the fuck do you have a blue Eagles shirt? It's a green team. There's no blue anywhere.
Hey, Johnny shouts a lot.
Yeah, wow. I really angered him. I didn't mean to.
Johnny
mean
is
to
a shouter you. Today. Can we? Yeah, there's your answer.
I'm a shouter, and I haven't had a drink in a week, so I'm fucking. Hey, and I haven't been home in over in nine. I'm out of my fucking mind.
Everyone, time out. Johnny, take a breath. Take a breath. Let's let people talk. Let's let Wee Wee acclimate to the podcast.
Let me say hi, Wee Wee. Nice to see you,
Wee Wee. Wee Wee, I feel like I should be living in your pocket.
Sounds dirty.
I love how all of a sudden Michael became he's just Wee Wee now.
Yeah,
it's Cousin Wee Wee. I mean,
it's the Whatever Wee Wee podcast is what we're calling it.
I like it. I've got 3 hours to the Eagles game.
Nice.
Hence the Red Bull.
Nice. Yeah, Wee Wee. You told me that we were interrupting the Eagles game for you.
The game's on right now.
It is.
It was a 4:30 start, 4:30 Eastern.
Oh, so Johnny.
Oh, Jesus. I fucked up. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Only 6 hours. I did the 9 hour changeover at six. What quarter are you in right now? Shit.
It's the first. When I walked away, we were
gonna let's wrap this up really fast then. Let's make this
three
a
and out. Dallas went three and out. We took over. And
hey, we good talking to you. We're gonna sign off here. Johnny has priorities.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, let Johnny sign off and then we could talk. Well, I've got all kinds of stuff. I've got our would you rather. Okay. I got a couple of good ones. You know, we're going to go through that. I was going to bring up a topic from last week.
Hey, how's your camera following you?
I don't know. That's weird. Isn't that weird? It's an iPad.
Do you have someone filming you?
No, I'm on my iPad. I have no idea.
We have a camera guy? We got a camera guy already, dude.
Guys, no. His camera's.
We've been doing this shit for 2 years. Wee-wee's been on twice. He's got a camera guy.
His camera's tied to his wee-wee. His wee-wee turns, the camera turns.
So, Johnny, what's your pet peeve?
Well, check it up. Ryan, you'll remember this. I ordered two pairs of Vans like 2 years ago. It was like Christmas time.
Yeah. I remember
it was
that. Buy,
magenta and teal.
Right. Buy one, get one half off. Well, on both pairs, and I'm going to bitch because this pair, I broke open when the tour started. So I broke these open on September 5th. They're not even 2 months. Not even 2 months old. And look at this shit. Not even 2 months old. That's happened to both fucking pairs. So now I got to call.
Bullshit.
I got to call Vans and push those fuckers against the wall and get what I need to get. Free shit.
I can't argue that.
I'll say this about Vans. I love them, but they are very inconsistent. Like, one pair is my favorite pair of shoes, and then the next pair is, like, unwearable to me.
Obviously, he wasn't listening to my story because he walked away, and he comes back with that one, and I just told you how the goddamn shoes fall apart.
How was I not listening to your story? I just supported your story.
You
angry, angry sober man.
Yeah. So, Ryan, when I previously said that you were the angry one, I was so wrong.
I'm cool as a cucumber today, man.
Yeah, he's so angry.
Dude, I've been sober for a week.
Why?
That's a good thing.
Why? There is a reason.
Because I was drunk for 2 months. Like, straight up.
So it's a choice, not that there's just no alcohol around.
No. There's plenty. I'm watching everybody get drunk around me. It's annoying. Okay. But it's not annoying because I hit a point last Sunday. I was just like, we played at the same place three times last week in Hamburg. And this place gets us so drunk that it's like, it shouldn't be allowed. It's like 21, right. Get turned into 21 drunk.
The place
it's
gets
like
drunk.
Jaeger shot after Jaeger. Well, we know the owner, so it's just a Jaeger shot after Jaeger shot after Jaeger shot. Oh, this shot and that shot and this shot and this shot and that shot. So I had a couple
of vodka. I can't say no thanks.
I was going to say, you couldn't say no, right? Like,
well, listen, maybe you guys are better than me. Maybe. I doubt it, but maybe. And I'm gonna present a question. I'm going to present a question to you guys. I start, it's like, what's the point in drinking one or two? If you're going to start, you might as well go all the way and numb the pain, right? Numb the fucking pain. You see how I am without drinking? A lot of fucking pain.
You remember when we asked you kindly to stop shouting earlier?
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
I'll periodically remind you. Yeah, I'm gonna periodically remind you.
I'll listen.
Now, just please hold the microphone consistently so I don't have to edit out all your bullshit noises.
Yeah, the farting and whatnot. So
that was a great
last,
one,
you guys were talking about singers that should have hung it up, like Axl Rose, and then Vince Neil came up. Are there any singers that you feel still, like from back in the day, that still have it?
Yes.
Hold their own? Okay, let me hear what you have to say. Okay.
I saw a video from Aerosmith at Philadelphia starting their farewell tour, and they fucking kicked ass. I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay. I'll give you that.
The whole band rocked. I was like, because like I just watched, I don't know, you watched Kiss today. You just saw them the other night, Ryan. I just watched right before we did the podcast, Kiss the Second Coming, an amazing documentary, and about the reunion tour. Those guys were just better. It's just like they. I think they're just like should have hung it up already. My opinion.
Well, right. With Kiss, self-admittedly, Paul Stanley is like, I'm losing my voice and I can't do it anymore. So we're doing this farewell tour. They're like, they're honest about it. I think that's there's integrity in that. I'll say Rob Halford at 72. They just put a new or they're putting a new album out and they released a new single and his voice is as good as ever.
So do you remember they had back in, I don't know, going back a few years, there was that Hurricane Sandy that hit the East Coast and they had this whole, like, all of New Jersey got wiped out. So they had this concert for to raise money to help people. And the Rolling Stones were on and the Who were on. And Mick Jagger, without being played with in the studio, cannot sing to save his life anymore. I don't think he was all that good of a singer to begin with. I mean, great band, but Roger Daltrey from The Who, yeah, he might not be able to do those scream notes, but he can still sing.
See, I saw the Stones last year. I thought they were great. I was going to it as a bucket list. I just want to see the Rolling Stones while they're still playing, expecting to give them a pass because I just love them. And it was one of my favorite shows I've ever seen. He ran around the stage. I could have watched it for 5 hours. He ran around.
Amazing show he puts on. But I don't think his voice is there anymore.
Give him props though. His voice might not be there. But what 80-year-old do you know? What 80-year-old do you know that can run the length of a football field all night long or three fucking hours long, just back so and fucking right. forth?
A lot of cocaine, right?
I mean, maybe. But
Bruce Springsteen still got it.
I was just gonna say. I haven't heard anything recent, but I would bet that Bruce Springsteen still has it.
Yeah, I mean, he's another guy that puts on 3.5-4 hour shows and still can sing.
You know, Jimmy Buffett still got it. Too soon?
No, never too soon. Never too soon. Never too soon.
Took me a minute to process that, and I'm going to go with, you're just a dick.
That's funny.
Have you guys not figured it out yet? I don't know, 23 minutes into this fucking episode?
Hey, back to the Kiss topic, and you're talking about Paul Stanley losing his voice a bit. I'll counter with Gene Simmons, every bit as strong as his voice has ever been.
I would think so. I would tend to agree with that. I mean, I'm not a huge Kiss fan. I have seen them. But
I just saw him Friday the other night.
Good. That's awesome. Hey, speaking of the other night, how was your show on November 2nd?
Yeah, we were talking about that a minute before you hopped on. It went great. It was awesome.
I saw the video, you know, the one that you guys released.
Yeah, so we did that. And then Friday went to the Hollywood Bowl, and I was convinced I had COVID.
You guys know what I'm doing over here, right? Anybody figure out what I'm doing over here?
Yeah, you're being distracting.
Yeah.
No. I'm trying not to cough. I'm blowing coughs outward.
And then Friday I went to the Hollywood Bowl to see Kiss, convinced I had COVID because I was like sore in pain. I had a fever.
It's called having a show for the first time in like a year and a half.
That's what I thought it was at first, but then like I'm walking there and I'm starting to get achy. And then I'm watching the show and I don't feel good and I'm like, "Oh great, here we go." But I woke up the next day. I was fine. Hey, Johnny, I got a story that might make you laugh and be a little less angry.
I'm not angry.
Anyway, so you know Stone Man.
I haven't gotten laid in 3 months, and I haven't had a drink in a week. I mean, I'm not fucking uptight about anything. Just go. You guys look frightened. Both of you guys scared.
I just can't get a word in when you shout. That's all. It's three guys talking.
I mean, that's
over
the point,
each other.
Right? I guess. All right, sorry.
So I'm leaving. We're walking out of the Hollywood Bowl. Myself,
how was the
my
gun
brother.
Show to begin with? How was the show? The Guns N' Roses show.
I didn't go to
or
Guns
Kiss.
Roses.
Kiss.
Oh, dude, they're the best to ever do it. They're so good.
Full makeup,
still Paul Stanley swinging out into the audience, drum riser going up, fireworks afterwards, Gene Simmons spitting blood and flying.
Ace Frehley's not there anymore.
No, they got Tommy Thayer. Let's call it how it is. He's a better guitar player than Ace Frehley, so he makes the band better.
Awesome. Yeah, but Ace Frehley's cooler.
Yeah, he's cooler, whatever. But anyways, my point, dude, I'm trying to tell you a story about Stone Man.
Oh, Stone Man, I love that guy.
Yeah. I don't know that guy.
So... Okay, well, he's a friend. Stone Man is a friend of ours, Johnny and I, that we toured with.
He's been on a couple of episodes.
He's been on two of the podcasts.
And then I must have heard him.
And I'm walking.
He's the guy who got in the motorcycle crash and like was like, "I'll get another motorcycle."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Why would you do that?" He's like, "I don't know. When your first girlfriend broke your heart, did you never go out with a girl again?" That was what he said.
Valid point.
So that guy.
Valid point.
He's a goofball and a fun person and nice guy. So we're leaving the Hollywood Bowl, and if you've never been there, it's an awesome place to see a show, but it's absolute hell getting in and out of. So we're walking down Highland Avenue. And I see Stone Man, and it's like, "Hey," yeah. I was like, "Stone Man, what's up?" He gives me a hug. He's, hey, you know, and he's with a friend, and he turns to his friend and he goes, "James Logan." And I'm like, "Your friend's name?" And his friend goes, "Oh, James, I've heard all about you." And I'm like, "Okay." And then, so we're walking and talking.
Just a little history, real quick, a little background. Stone Man toured with us for 3 weeks. And not only that, filled in on bass guitar in Warner Drive at one point. There's no reason he shouldn't know this isn't Ryan Harris.
Yes. Yes. Okay. He's been on the podcast twice. He's been on the podcast twice. So
he's been on the podcast
we're
twice.
Walking and talking. He's like, James Logan, what's up, my man, my dude, James Logan. And he's talking to his friend. And I'm sort of like, I haven't interjected yet. And he's like, did I ever tell you how I met James Logan? We're at the Hollywood dog park. He's got a whatever kind of dog. And I had Busta. I'm using my Stone Man voice. He's like, and I had my, or in his dog Knuckles or something like that. I don't know. And I'm like, at what point do I step in here and tell him that I'm not James Logan? You know? And
meanwhile, so you're with your brother and your niece.
I'm with my brother and my niece, and I see a friend, and they're like,
no return, they don't.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I know. Totally. So I kind of drifted to catch up to my brother and niece a little bit, and they kind of fell back a little bit. We just stopped talking, and then he caught up again, and he goes, James, what are you doing in town, man? When, or how long are you in town for? And I was like, oh, I've been back here for a while, Stone Man. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, playing music. He goes, what? he goes, when you stop playing music? And I was like, you know, I'm Ryan Stone Man, don't you? And he goes, of course I do, brother.
My God.
and then the awkward wore off, and I told him about our show, or I told him about the band I'm playing with and everything. He's like, oh, the Cobra Band. He's like, I've heard all about it. And he goes, I'm walking into the show tonight, the Kiss show. And he's like, randomly, the fact that we're talking about this now, like, sparked my memory. He goes, I heard some guy say that I was at the Roxy last night and the band kicked ass. He's like, some random dude. Granted, this has come from the guy that called me James Logan.
Yeah,
Jar
James.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He pulled a complete Donald Trump. The other day, Donald Trump was in like, he was in Iowa, and he was in like Sioux City, and he's just like, what's up, Iowa City? And then his like aide comes up and is like, yo, bro, you're in Sioux City. He's like, how many here in Sioux City? And he just like comes out and just you know,
such
like
a dipshit. Such a dipshit. Yeah, just
like, such a dick. You know, and, I mean, Snowman just, you know, he played it off right. He just like pretended it never happened. Of course I know you're Ryan.
He texted me the next day. He sent me a picture of James Logan, and he's like, see my brother? He's like, he's got a couple of years on you, and I think you got better hair, and you're probably a better looking dude, and I really respect you. I have nothing but respect for you. I love you, my brother. Let's get together.
Let me know when you guys want to do some of these fun things.
Yeah, let's see what you got. So he's right, got a game for us.
Okay, this is called it. Would You Rather. I'll get that on the screen. It's over 200 absolutely absurd dilemmas to ponder. So you get two choices, and you have to pick one, and you have to answer. I mean, we can discuss
why.
They give
you the choices, though.
Right, there's two choices here, and you have to say, for example, would you rather give an enema to an elephant or give an enema to Nipsey Russell? You have to pick one.
I think I'd go elephant. Never been there. Be interesting. Never been with Nipsey Russell's ass either, so I don't know about that. But you know,
all right. That was elephant.
Elephant just seems a little nuttier.
That was an easy one.
I'll go nutty.
Because of the elephant, I'd just be straight up curious. How much is going to come out?
Yeah, it's going to probably be a lot.
Probably be
like a cement truck.
Falls on you. It like dump trucks on you.
Covered in it. See Johnny's head just sticking out of a pile of liquid poop.
I'm down for that. That's a good story.
That's
a good story.
All right, here's one. Would you rather be able to use only one piece of tissue or napkin your whole life, or imbibe all liquids through a fallopian tube?
What does that even mean, Wee-Wee?
Dude, you have to answer the question. I don't know.
Use right, one tissue for the rest of my life or drink through a thin straw?
Fallopian tube, you know, the tube that the women have that the egg travels down from the ovary to the uterus.
And you have to drink through that?
I drink through that.
That's a bad question. Dude, I'm smart. I graduated stuff.
All right.
And I don't understand that last question.
From high school. You graduated from high school.
How about this one? Would you rather eat a live gerbil, remember it's alive, you can't cook it or anything, or remove your own appendix with nothing but a shoehorn and a rusty old menorah?
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, right. Like, that's a tough question, right? Like,
did you write these questions?
No, it's this book I've got right here.
Show me where it says it. Show me where it says it inside.
Right here, right here. Let me get that on camera. Can you see that? Let me
I believe you. I believe you. Would you rather eat a live gerbil?
Who was the Philadelphia sportscaster that they were like, Steve something had a gerbil?
It was Jerry Penicoli.
That's a Jerry Penicoli.
And everybody's like, my mother's neighbor's cousin was the nurse in the hospital that night.
That's an urban legend. It happened to Richard Gere, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Philly,
like, Richard Gere supposedly had to have a gerbil medically removed from his anus. Jerry Penicoli
was a newscaster, and somehow it spread around town that a gerbil got stuck up his ass.
But everybody knew somebody related to, like, yeah, my sister's next door neighbor's dog trainer's plumber's cousin was.
Everyone knew someone. An
orderly
knew
in the hospital that night.
he pulled the towel out of his ass.
Yeah. So all right. So let me. Did you guys answer? You guys didn't answer the question. Would you rather eat a live gerbil or remove your own appendix with nothing but a shoehorn and a rusty old menorah?
I would eat the gerbil. I don't want to do that, but I'd rather do that than a dirty old menorah and what else? It's like infection, blood. I don't know how to fucking cut out an appendix. All right. I know how to eat though. You know,
I'm going path of least infection, and I think I would fare better with a gerbil, although I don't want to eat it, than cutting myself open with a rusty menorah, which also sounds mildly racist.
No, not because Johnny and I are Jews, so it's fine.
We're Jews. It's fine.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Why does it have to be a menorah? Why can't it be a rusty spoon? Let's get another question there, Wee Wee.
Yeah, let's see what we got.
Do me a favor, though. Make it better.
Better than eating a live gerbil? Come on.
Okay. Hey, I like getting shit on by an elephant. That sounded like a hell of a fun time.
That was a good one.
Would you rather have retractable claws, prehensile dreadlocks?
Or what?
Prehensile dreadlocks. You know, like a monkey has a prehensile tail, it can grab stuff with it. Imagine if you had dreadlocks that could do that. Or would you rather have retractable claws?
That is a good one. Would you rather have hair that could grab shit or claws that retract?
Yeah.
Would you rather be Wolverine or Medusa?
Medusa. Logic. If I can't reach something in the cabinet, my hair can get it.
I think I'm going with the claws, because then I'd climb things easy.
I didn't even think about that. Cool. I go claws too. I retract my answer and go claws.
See what a good influence I am on Johnny?
Who the fuck wears a Blue Eagle shirt? What the fuck is that shirt?
We're done with that.
No, we're not. We never got an answer.
Dude, that was so random and out of the blue that It's going to look like I edited it there because you just randomly spurt out a comment about his shirt.
There's not 1 ounce of blue in the goddamn Eagles uniform. Like, I don't understand.
I don't know, man. It's official.
What,
like,
the
NFL
fuck,
gear.
Michael?
I don't know. And had the tag and the sticker and everything.
Go Giants, bro.
No way, man. Birds all the way. E-L-G-S-E-L, Eagles.
I-G-L-I-E-S.
Hey, Johnny the Interrupter, let's do a couple more of these questions and then wrap it up.
Yeah, let's see.
It's always safe to wrap it up.
Well, this one is a weird one, but
give it to Harris.
Do you want a painful one? You guys want to choose a painful one here? Would you rather
give me the weird one? You said the weird one. Give Johnny the painful one. Give me the weird one.
Well, all right, this is the pain. They're both kind of painful, but all right, Johnny, would you rather have your left eyeball pierced with a pin, or have your right Achilles tendon snipped with gardening clippers?
Oh God!
I mean, think about it. You're a drummer, so you need that. You need your feet.
I would take the eye.
Eyes freak me out.
Take the Achilles, because at least you could heal the Achilles.
Yeah, dude, you'd be blind in that eye.
Would you rather be blind or deaf? Ooh. You got to pick one.
Oh, you said deaf with music. I knee jerk said deaf, but then I immediately thought about music.
It's a no-brainer. I'd have to be blind. There's no way I could live without music. I'd die. A world of silence? Oh, my God.
That'd be so messed up, but also not being able to see anything.
This stuff all just triggers my desire to be young, cute, and healthy. Yeah, it's like I don't want anything bad to happen.
Could you imagine? All right. Well, Ryan, I'm going to ask you this. Would you rather have your head implode or have your head explode?
Is there a difference?
Yeah, one gets.
I understand
in,
the logical. Yeah, I understand
well,
the logical.
I mean,
there
might be a reason why you would want one over the other.
I'm gonna go full submersive and say implode. I don't think there is a bit of a difference in what it would feel like or do. I don't think you'd feel either of them. And implode sounds a little bit less messy, although it probably
I'll get
isn't.
It.
Here's a question for you: would you rather die or would you rather die?
Right. All right. How about this one? All right. We'll get some other ones here. All right, Johnny. This one's for you. Would you rather live in a world where the handshake was replaced by the act of grabbing another's genitals, giggling, and bouncing up and down?
Yes. Or,
A. Or where all international disputes were settled by means of a breakdancing contest. All international disputes.
I go to all international problems are settled by a breakdance.
Are you serious? Shut up. That's the wrong answer.
So you just want to go around grabbing? Dude, I mean, it's nice to grab a bunch of vaginas, but you want to just grab dicks all the time? You shake more dudes' hands than girls' hands, so you're shaking more dicks than vaginas.
That's a valid point, and I didn't. Think
that is a valid point. Yeah,
and I would really like to see. I'd like to see Kim Jong Un, the guy over in China, do some breakdancing. That to me is fucking entertainment right now.
My man has a valid point. All right, we one more. Would you rather? And then I
got.
All
right, let me find a good one. All right, we gotta find a good one.
Yeah, we're missing the Eagles game, dude.
Yeah,
nice blue shirt.
Fuck off. Okay. All right. Would you rather live in a country where the national currency was vanilla wafer, you know, the cookie, the vanilla wafer,
mm-hmm.
or yeah. where the national anthem was Quiet Riots, Come On, Feel the Noise?
I'm going cookie because that was a cover.
Yeah, but I'd eat my money if it was vanilla wafer.
I would go Quiet Riot. That mean everybody have to be into metal, bro. They'd be forced to like metal.
So you're saying our country's national anthem should be a cover song?
All right. I'm going to give you guys one. This is a tough one. And
he started off. Hey, Harris, he started off strong, and these got lame. Harris is falling asleep. Look at him. He's tired. Look how tired he is.
I expected more out of the book.
This one I think you guys are already part of. But would you rather be sentenced to, imagine like you know, you're in jail. This is your jail sentence. Would you rather be sentenced to a gridlock traffic jam with literally no end? Kind of like Los Angeles for you guys anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I already know what that feels like.
Or an eternal bar mitzvah party where a painfully bad band sings Celebration and Shout over and over.
I would take Celebration and Shout. It's a bar mitzvah.
You
know why?
Let me
give you my logic.
Your life.
Dude, but you get chicken finger appetizers the whole time.
That's a good
point. With a little hot dogs.
Because I'm thinking sitting in the car,
bar.
You can listen to music and you can call people and do the
smoke
stuff
weed.
You do in a car. Yeah. Again, Johnny, do the stuff you do in a car.
Smoke weed. What?
Johnny, bad example. Johnny setting a bad example. But
yeah. Kids listen to this podcast.
I'm just going to end it with I expected more out of the book. I expect.
Oh, my God. All right. Next time, let me go through this for next time.
No, give me
really
one more. Give me one more. Give me one that's like fucking to make my jaw drop.
This is episode 89. Go to page 89 or question 89.
Let's see, page 89.
See what I did there, Johnny? Profesh.
That's good. I like that. 89.
All right. Would you rather live in a world where at the end of a rainbow, there's two on this page. We're going to go through both of these on page 89. Would you rather live in a world where at the end of a rainbow, there really was a pot of gold? Or where at the end of a rainbow, there were 500 cases of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pot of gold. I can go buy better alcohol.
All right.
Yeah,
you can buy better. All right.
So far, 89 sucks.
Yeah, we might have to pick a different page. Would you rather live in a world where there was no such thing as war, but also no such thing as pork? I don't know, Johnny. I don't know if you eat pork.
Pork?
No such thing as war. Who cares about pork?
I could live without it if I had to.
Okay, for the last question, go to the last question.
All right, the last question.
Good idea. Fucking Harris, you're on fire.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it.
Got your back.
Would you rather smile fiendishly and rub your hands together throughout all conversation or preface all of your statements with beady, 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 like Tweaky from Buck Rogers?
Beady, 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 beady. I'll go with that one.
I'm going to go with the rub hands together because I could be like out of Goodfellas, like Johnny, two times. Go get the papers, get the papers. I'd be like, Ryan, rub his hands together, rub his hands together. Yeah. All right, guys. Cool.
All right. I'm sorry I let you guys down with the book.
Yeah, and that book. Do me a favor, burn the book.
Well, I'm going to find there were some inappropriate ones. Let me see if I can find one. Would
you rather? Why are you telling us about that now?
I don't know.
Inappropriate's the way to go, bro.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're all inappropriate, but there was one that said, would you rather watch a guy get hit by a speeding truck or watch your parents have sex.
Watch a man get hit by a speeding truck.
Thanks for joining the podcast, Wee Wee.
Is this my last time? I'm never going to be asked back again.
I'm not saying that at all. I enjoy your company, yeah. But I equally despise your book.
I feel like I know you as well as I know my cousin now after like being on the podcast twice. And we communicate through the messengers.
You guys probably talk more than I do.
You're a wonderful human being. I enjoy talking to you. You're welcome to come back. Please burn that book and never bring it in my presence again.
I'll find
bring the Bible next time. Bring the Bible.
Better.
Bring the Torah.
I'm sorry. Bring the Torah. All right. I'll do your bar mitzvah part.
Well, all right, everybody. Thank you for joining us again. And cousin Wee Wee backwards would be cousin Ooh. Wearing a fucking Blue Eagle shirt. We want to thank you for joining us on episode 89. I'm in Sweden. Ryan's in Los Angeles. Cousin Wee Wee's in Philadelphia. And we're all over the world, and technology's got us here. So what we need you to do is like, subscribe, and report. And report Cousin Wee Wee's dumbass Blue Eagle shirt. I'm going to keep bringing this thing up. I don't understand this guy. Yay!
Also, report that bad book. Report that terrible book.
Oh, that
book. See you next time.
Yeah, I mean, usually would you rather be like, would you rather suck 9 dicks or 9 tits? You know, like that kind of thing, you know? Like, I mean, that's more exciting.
Well, that's not even hard to decide.
Obviously, you go 9 dicks.
Right, obviously, right?
Obviously.
Are you talking to the wrong cousin right now?
Till next time,
everybody. Everybody sit back, relax, and have a good time. Later.